This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Obama's big bash. Woohoo! $12 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard. And that's not his only residence. A $12 million home owned by a guy who says, you can have too much money. I didn't get my invitation, did you? Oh, thanks. That sounds a lot better. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Another hour of amazing radio where we give you the truth. Kevin, you bash leftists. I don't bash leftists. That is a total lie. I just tell you the truth about leftists. There's a difference. If I was bashing them, it would be because I love them. It would be because I'm having fun with them. Or there would be a legitimate reason to, quote, bash them. And, you know, in other words, if I'm bashing you, it's because I'm jealous or something. Or I either love you or I'm jealous of you. If I bash you, if I'm like, man, look at them feet. Golly, man, some big old feet. Okay, but I don't bash leftists. I talk plenty smack about them, but I use their own stuff. Look at this avowed socialist Barack Obama. Along the lines of Patrice Cullors Khan, or Khan Cullors, I think that was her name. Leader of BLM, another half-black, half-white, turncoat Marxist who's making millions of dollars in the grievance industry. I don't know how much of the Obamas own in real estate, but let me tell you, they're doing quite well. The guy who, look, should you do well when you're as president, when you retire? You know, if you got talent, yes, you should do very well. Barack Obama doesn't have any talent. He led a horrible, it was 8 years of pure hell in this country under the leadership, and I use my finger quotes, of Barack Obama, baby black Jesus. But baby black Jesus threw himself a birthday bash at his $12 million mansion. Would a $2 million mansion have been good enough? Nope. A $12 million mansion for the guy who says there is such a thing as having too much money. Apparently, he hasn't reached his number yet. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Always glad to have you be a part of what I do here. And I get your messages. I got a message from my old regional manager. Well, he's my former regional manager. I don't want to imply that Andy is old with his trophy wife, Liz. But he sent me a note about a Guatemalan midget. I get your notes, people. Albert's traveling with his brother. I think that is so cool. They picked they're going through some old haunts and stuff they did as kids. Good for them. Albert's what? I don't know. Probably in his 70s, I'm guessing. Haven't heard from Ruth, but I hope she's still out there. Anyway, I hear from you guys all the time. Messages and stuff. I try to include you in the show. I told you, we're going to be starting a super fan thing where you get a little more of an inside glimpse. Some of the things that I do that are nutty and crazy and other stuff, who knows? But, yeah, we will get you an inside look. And I think it's going to be fun because I look back at pictures and things that I've gathered, fishing trips in Alaska and stuff like that. The whales came beside the boat. I was hanging out with Ralph Reed and Kevin Sorbo and many others. And we're just having a great time, man. I want you included in that stuff. Anyway, talking about Barack Obama, baby black Jesus throwing himself a birthday party, his 60th. Why not? Dude looks like he's 80. When he first came in, he was Mr. Young and Vibrant, you know, going out on the beach in Hawaii, showing off his little man boobs. And, you know, I bet he won't do that anymore. They said the party had 500 people. Luminaries, I'm sure. Yeah, he's got to have an estate. Even on Martha's Vineyard, $12 million is a lot of coin. But here's the number that got me. 200 servers. Wow. I mean, that's a heck. I mean, okay, 500 people. So you figure they had what? Let's say 50 servers. I'm talking about people that go around and give drinks and things like that. And then you've got bars that are set up. And you probably set up 3 to 4 bar stations, 2 bartenders each. So I can get, let's just say 5, and they had 2 bartenders each. So there's 10 bartenders. And then I'm sure there are people who are cooking, you know, little hors d'oeuvres and what have you. Pearl Jam was they were the people who played the party. Let me put it this way. This party cost a pretty penny. Pardon the alliteration. This party cost a pretty penny. I should have used a different word for cost, and it would have been greater, better alliteration. So, anyway, it seems like a lot of folks serving 500 people. Because it's almost a 2-to-1. It would be like having your own bartender or your own personal person, you know, making the food for you and bringing you food. Because, I mean, that's a lot of servants. Is that Barack Obama getting his reparation? I wonder if all the servants had to be white. Or would they say, no, all the servants must be black because we want black people to be working, but the optics of that wouldn't be good. So I'm pretty sure all these servants were white folks. Because the Obamas wanted people to know, we get white people to serve us. Only brother, the brothers cannot be seen serving. Oh, man. But just think about it. About as many servants as there were masters. Star-studded, they say. Here's the thing about star-studded. It's only star-studded if you see those people as stars. They said Spielberg was there. Let me tell you who Spielberg is. Spielberg is a dude who occasionally makes good movies. That's what he is. If Spielberg came to my house, I'd say, hey, what's his name? John Spielberg. What's his name? Steven Spielberg. If Steven Spielberg came to my house, I'd say, hey, Steven, come on in. You know, wow, what are you doing here? What makes you come to my house? Oh, Kevin, I heard you made this great film called Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com. And I just wanted to chat director or producer to producer. All right, man, come on in. I'd get him a bottle of water. We chit-chat. I wouldn't call anybody. I'd be like, Spielberg was at my house the other day. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. But for Baby Black Jesus, it is. That's the one person I read that went to his party. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mention the Olympics, because we're in the time of the Olympics. And for those of you who are new to the program, it doesn't matter what we talk about. You can listen to this program a year from now. It'll still fit. But right now, the backdrop, the fabric of our discussion will be around the Olympics temporarily anyway. And I mentioned it because it's not watched much these days. It's not that we as Americans are no longer is esprit de corps, you know, and woohoo, you know, all for one and one for all. It's that the sports figures have sort of tainted our view of the Olympics. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The reason for that, and I will say the Olympics suffered because of Kaepernick and what the NBA has done, people like LeBron. And there are many good American athletes that think like we do who are suffering because of this, but hey, sometimes you gotta make the bigger point. So, I hadn't watched it. I was talking to a buddy of mine, Tony, and his wife, and I said, I'm not watching it, Kev. You know me, boycotting. And I was like, alright, man, staunch conservative, a teacher in California, staunch conservative. Not gonna do it. I said, me either, bro. So, anyway, you know, in previous lives, I watched the Olympics like I watched a war in Iraq. You remember when we were bombing Saddam Hussein? And, man, it was just, and I was up, you know, having to go to work, but I was still up at 3 in the morning listening to Schwarzkopf give updates. I mean, it was amazing. And that was the way I used to watch the Olympics. Didn't matter what time, day or night, I was up. I wanted to see who's doing what, man. And I know it's been political the entire time. I mean, I think back to the time of 72 with Munich and, you know, people making political statements. I get it. 68 with the fist. But we had legitimate grievances. And I know that the Israelis or, you know, the Palestinians may still think they do or whatever, but we live in a very different world than the 1960s. You would think the world has evolved in and of itself. And part of the reason for that evolution is because America has evolved. I'll get more into that in a bit, but, and I talked about it earlier. The beauty of American evolution is it happens quickly and it doesn't require people, you know, some mass. I mean, like in the 60s, it required massive change, massive thought change. Martin Luther King, you know, would was it Shuttlesworth in Birmingham and various other pastors and Medgar Evers and many others, you know, that they all getting together and, you know, Rosa Parks and all that. We don't need that kind of revolution these days because it's easy to change stuff. The speed of information is so different that you can change things, but you can also change it for the worse. As we've seen with the fake news police, you know, narrative that cops killing black folks, and which created all this stir to where an unknown Costa Rican athlete who wants nothing but the spotlight for herself decides she's going to chime in and support black folks. Woohoo! I'm down with the brothers. Yeah. You're not fooling me. Anyway, back to the Olympics. So I watched it all the time. I'm not watching it this year, but I did decide. I was flipping through the channels, and I said, I'm going to watch. There was 200-meter qualifiers for women. I talked about this the other day. And I turn it on, and they're running the 1,500-meter, and there's a chick. She's running for the LGBTQ community. As if we don't know that there are many, many of these athletes who are LGBT. Look at all the molestation that happened with the chick Olympics gymnastics. I'll get it out. I was thinking about it. Had to think. All the little girls who got molested, who, and I don't know if they did or they didn't, but they blamed their coach, and even though they, and I talked about this, and I'll be talking about it. I did talk about it with Simone Biles, but I'll be talking about it more. But the point is, many of these people are created. These little LGBTQIA+, they're created. They get molested by an uncle or, you know, some kid in the neighborhood, same-sex kid. And, oh, I'm gay. No, you're not. You got molested. Somebody jacked with your sensibilities. And if left to with counseling and good parents and not these lefties, you'd be fine. But anyway, we're dealing with that. So this girl had to make a statement. I'm a gay runner. Luckily, black people don't have to go, I'm a black runner. They just get on the track and do really well, Usain Bolt. By the way, we have a hurdler on the Olympic team. That girl is gorgeous. Wow. Move over. Was it Lolo? Remember Lolo? Remember, what was it? The girl who died, our 100 meters, J-Flo or something? Florence Flojo. She is pretty. This hurdler is model quality pretty. She's stunning. Anyway, I might have to watch her race. I'm just saying. But you got all these different, you know, I'm going to make a statement. And I guess I'm burned out about it a little bit because all the reality shows are who can be more woke. Xander Schauffele's story. For golf, you know, Xander's dad would have made the Olympic team, but something happened with him. Good story, but see, it wasn't a like, oh, he got his legs, you know, hit by a drunk driver. No, just life got in the way or something, maybe it was tragic, but it wasn't like tearjerker, like he didn't deserve to be there. Tragic. Xander Schauffele is a great golfer, and he deserved to be there. He beat the best golfers in the world. save Tiger Woods, and that's why he was there, and he won. So I don't mind stories of triumph that talk about the Olympic spirit, because that's sort of what the American spirit is built on. But the rest of it is, it's gotten so watered down. I say all this to make this point. Canada upset the American women's soccer team. It was an upset because they supposedly, you know, with old what's her face, Megan, Rapinoe, is that her name? You know, she's all LGBT and women need to make as much money as the men in soccer, and, you know, can't stand America, can't stand Trump. And I will tell you, I'm celebrating with the Canadians over the soccer team, their win over the soccer team that is pretending to represent America. I'm celebrating with Canada. Oh, Canada. I don't know their anthem, but if I happen to see it, I'm going to stand up, put my hand over my heart, and congratulate the Canadians. And normally, I'm making fun of the little Canucks. Eh? Because I think they want to be U.S. You know, they want to be like us. So they're always minding, butting into our business. And of course, Lefty, look at the Canadian healthcare system. Again, I don't care about the Canadian healthcare system. They come down here to get healthcare for even simple stuff. But I will tell you this, I'm cheering. I cheered for Canada when I heard they beat the U.S. women's soccer team. And I don't feel bad about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, after lawmakers finalized the text of it over the weekend, we are finding out some of the hidden proposals tucked away in the bill.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. The new tax will go into effect no more than a year later. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new report shows fewer jobs were added in the United States than expected. Payroll processing firm ADP says 303,000 positions were added last month. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly sexually harassed 11 state employees since being in office. That's according to a report released by New York State Attorney General Lolita James. President Biden, along with Democrat and Republican lawmakers around the state, have asked for the governor to resign. New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim, appearing on Fox News, says Governor Cuomo now stands alone.
At this point, I can confidently say there are no Democrats at the local, state, or federal level who are supporting or will stand with this governor.
The vice chairman of the Fed Reserve says it's likely they will start raising interest rates in 2023. Richard Clarida saying the central bank expects to hit its economic targets by the end of next year. However, he did not say when the Fed might slow the monthly asset purchases that have kept the economy afloat during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys remember when I said, I know I've been talking about WooFlu a lot, and we're going to stop talking about it. I remember that. I thought it was going to be done. Wow, man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hey, we're thinking about doing something. I said I'm going to be with DeSantis in October. It's actually in November. We might do something to where you guys can join me at this event and maybe get a chance to meet DeSantis and things like that. I'm going to work on that. Let me know what you'd be willing to do for something like that. Now, it's going to be in Arizona, so make sure you know that. But maybe we can make it in like a thing where, you know, if whoever wins will, you know, have you come out in Arizona, we'll grab dinner, and then we'll obviously do the event. But let me know if that's of interest. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So anyway, I'm not going to let go of this WooFlu thing because it's the left aren't going to let it go. They want to still get propagandized. They want you to believe that we're all facing imminent death in the Delta variant. Somebody called it the permanent pandemic. That's the way I heard it described. The permanent pandemic. Now we've got the WooFlu and we got the Delta variant and all these other variants. And you guys have heard me talk about it. The Echo variant, the Fox variant, the Gulf variant. I'm using military terms for E, F, G, H, I, J, K, all the way down the line. Variant after variant. 131 flu variants, all very deadly, have killed millions of people, yet no lockdowns. And I love how they, well, we may do lockdowns, but we may not. Doesn't that inspire? One of the things that was going on, we're planning an event in Arizona at some point here in the next few months. And the first thing out of one of my executive director's mouths was, well, Kev, you sure y'all going to be open? And I was like, well, Ducey seems to be of the mindset that, you know, we're going to let things run. Now, if I was in Florida, I could easily book it. So anyway, that's where we are. I'm not going to let go, though, because these leftist clowns, they've held this narrative. You know it's a scam. And we're finally getting people pushing back on it. And you've heard me talk about it a lot. I've referenced other people's work to some degree and tried to give you the places you can go. And this stuff is easy to find. But I did find an article by a guy named James Fetzer, and it was similar to what I've been saying. And he just added a few more statistics and things that sort of bolstered. And I thought, well, let me share James Fetzer, what his information. You know, what he was able to uncover. Now, here's the key to everything that we talk about on this program. It doesn't matter when it is. If it's the sixth variant of this disease and they're calling the permanent scamdemic or pandemic, this show will still be valuable to you. And what I want you to understand is that the key to everything I talk about today is that you have to repeat this stuff all the time. You can't just absorb it and go, oh, Kevin said something very good. You got to go tell it to other people over and over and over. The same way you should be sharing this show with other people. Yeah. So anyway, we can't let these clowns believe that they can win with propaganda wars. And when we get our government back, and we will, we have to prosecute them. People have to pay for this kind of theft. This is larceny at the highest level. This is, I mean, let me just read with this guy. The COVID scam is collapsing across the entire front, much like the Wehrmacht after Stalingrad. Mask mandates and lockdowns are on the comeback because health authorities now admit that COVID vaccines do not offer effective protection, especially against what are called new variants. What is the point of a COVID passport when the vaccine does not protect the vaccinated and the vaccinated have to wear a mask? He called it a prostitute. He calls them prostitutes, the media. You've probably heard that term. But he says, prostitute scum in the U.S. falsely report that the new outbreak of COVID is among the unvaccinated young, and the push is to get the youth to vaccinate. But the facts tell a different story. In the UK, for example, new COVID cases are exploding among the fully vaccinated, rising 40% in 1 week, while new COVID cases among the unvaccinated, wait for it, people, are declining by 22%. Wow. The vaccinated are getting more COVID at 40%. The unvaccinated are declining by 20%. That is a 62% delta our way, folks. That's time to go to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? He says, Israel is another example where the rise in COVID cases is among the vaccinated. This is insane. Ooh, I can hardly contain myself from the excitement. I'm not even kidding. Every day, this is not go dig. These are studies. They can't even, in many cases, they're people that they're paying to, you know, to give us false information. And they're like, we can't even massage this data enough to give you bad information. He goes on. It's hilarious to watch vaccine defenders argue that the new rise in COVID cases among the vaccinated is proof that the vaccines work. I read that right, folks. I read it right. It's proof that they work, that these people are getting more COVID. And Biden goes, well, they get it, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. And then none of them go to the hospital. But if they do go to the hospital, they don't get intubated. But if they do get intubated, they don't die. You know, so, I mean, it's working. I mean, if you think I'm kidding, go back and listen to his press conference. I mean, his deal at CNN. He says, you're not going to get it if you get the shot. But if you get the shot, it won't be that, it won't be harsh. But if it is harsh enough for you to, he says, but it won't be harsh and you won't go to the hospital. But if you do go to the hospital, it won't be bad enough for you to have to be intubated. But if you do get intubated, well, you won't die. He literally takes you down that rabbit hole. It is hilarious to watch him per this guy's writings. And I cut the story. You know, he goes on. He says, I'm not making this up. This is Caitlin Jedelina. The more vaccinated a population, the more we'll hear of the vaccinated getting infected. She didn't make a mistake. She did not make a mistake. Aria Coyler explains, countries with high vaccination will see mostly vaccinated people getting ill from COVID. Everything's referenced in this article, by the way. It isn't like he's saying it and then you got to go, oh, that's not true. There's a link. So what they mean, he says, is that the population becomes vaccinated. There's no one to catch COVID but the vaccinated. Okay. I get it. If everybody's vaccinated, then the only people who can get it are the vaccinated. But let's not forget, vaccination was supposed to prevent you from getting it. I get it. Understand the logic. Despite the evidence, he says, vaccine propagandists still claim 97.5% effectiveness for the vaccines. He says, there's no evidence whatsoever for this fanciful claim. Only an ignorant moron would make such a fanciful claim. But guess what? Democrats, leftists, plutopian, progressives, whatever they call themselves, I call them plutopians, are full of ignorant morons. In fact, they are led by ignorant morons. Their moron in chief is an ignorant moron. But I do duplicate myself when I say this. So he says, although the vaccines are useless as protection, their side effects are deadly. The European Union's database of suspected drug reaction reports, and by the way, you guys have been sending me information on, Kevin, here's the actual number of people that the CDC said, and that was like, what, 11,000 or something that have died from this thing, and then they got a certain number of people who've been impacted with, you know, palsy or whatever else. Again, the stats don't really matter. I think they're completely bogus. And then I think one guy sent me something that says, Kevin, keep in mind, they say this is only up to 10%. So it could be between 100,000 and a million people who've actually died. We're going to have to cover this rest of this when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing the COVID scandemic. Welcome. Welcome back. Dieter has joined us in the conversation.
Kevin Jackson here, so you're listening to. Talking about this article written by a guy named James Fetzer. And he's giving actual data, links and stuff like that to this scam. The fact that vaccinated people are getting sick more than the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated numbers are going down. Vaccinated getting COVID are going up. But they still are pushing. Get your shot, man. Get your shot. Somewhere, China. China's offering scholarships. I saw this. You would think China, they would just mandate it. But they're offering... Or somebody in China is offering full ride scholarships. I don't know who it was for, but I did see it pass by my desk. Where'd that come from? My producers, you don't know? Okay, whatever. Anyway, I did see the article. Thank you for getting it to me, and I don't have it here. But and the audience is going, what's he talking about? Let me just move on, okay? So I'm talking about this article that James Fetzer wrote, and he says, vaccines are useless in protection, but their side effects are bad, and you're not getting enough information about it. But he went to the EU's database of suspected drug reaction reports covering 27 European cities. It's called Eudra Vigilance. And as of July the 17th, 2021, there had been, in the year 2021, 18,928 deaths, 1,823,219 injuries associated with COVID vaccines. And he gives you the global research report where you can see it. So that's what they're reporting in European countries. 18,000 deaths, almost 19,000, closer. It's 18,928. And 1.8 million injuries associated with the Wu flu stuff. The U.S. database, VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, reports that as of July the 9th, so about a week before, there were 10,911 deaths in America, 463,457 adverse health effects associated with the Wu flu vaccines. A CDC whistleblower with access to the VAERS data says it's five times higher than those numbers. Five times higher. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go find out these facts for yourself. Don't listen to me. Don't believe me. I'm not trying to be news. But I will say this. I have my suspicions about all the numbers involving the Wu flu, and you guys know what they are. The number of people who've gotten it, many, many more. The number of people who've actually died from it, much, much less. The number of people who've gotten the shot, not nearly what they're reporting. The number of people who've died from the shot, not a fraction of what they're reporting. It's always a fraction, but not nearly the number of actual people who've died. The number of people who've had adverse effects, underreported, like male rape. I'm just telling you, don't believe these numbers. They're all lies. Because if they told you the numbers for real, you would say, I'm not getting this shot. I'm not going to do anything with this thing, with this Wu flu. How did we let you guys steal $6 trillion from us and keep us in a state of a perpetual scamdemic? And that's what they want. They go. This guy writes, he goes, the British database of vaccine injuries is called the yellow card system. In the first 4 months of this year, there are 888,196 adverse vaccine events, 1,253 deaths. That's just in the British database. He goes on, considering that the adverse vaccine reporting systems are not believed to capture more than 10% of vaccine injuries and deaths, just the U.S. and U.K. alone, from the beginning of the year until mid-July, might have experienced 22+ million, almost 23 million adverse health effects, and between 299,000 and 639,000 deaths from COVID vaccines, an outcome worse than the claims for the actual disease. He says the prostitutes, public health bureaucrats, and stupid politicians who have crawled out on the limb do not report these massive numbers. Their excuse is that the adverse vaccine reporting system do not claim the adverse events are caused by the vaccines, only that they are associated with the vaccinations. If you want parsing spin of language, I give it to you. It's unbelievable. It says, but in all previous cases, a far smaller number of associated deaths served to pull the vaccines from use. Why not this time? That is a great question. Clearly, he writes, there are agendas afoot that take precedence over the normal rules and public health. Profit an increase in government power over formerly free people, and perhaps darker agendas such as the WFO's Great Reset and population control. Are these possibilities the beliefs of conspiracy theorists? Or are they logical conclusions from the obvious contradictions in the official COVID narrative? Now, I'm going to leave you to decide, because I got asked this by a friend of mine. She said, you know, Kevin, do you think it's population control? I said, I certainly believe that's one aspect of it. And I'm going to give black folks, black leftists, a warning. If you think that we don't hold these science degrees, this is Asians, Indians, Chinese, and a few whites. If you think that when they figure out how to make people bigger and smarter and whatever else, that they're going to be, hey, black people, come get to the front of this line, you better call a ghost of Rosa Parks, because you ain't getting in that line up front. If you knew, let me just put it to you this way, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you knew that you could go to the doctor and you could get a shot that would make your kid smarter and a better athlete than other kids, would, I'm talking about, and you know it works. No, you know, maybe it's a 0.01% that little Johnny goes weird, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I would have taken all four of my kids down there, and they're smart. They're smart and good athletes, but you remember the, I've heard about, you guys have heard me talk about this movie Limitless, where a guy takes a pill, and his brain just starts functioning at a high level. And he becomes a stock guru and, you know, runs for the Senate, all kinds of stuff. He cannot be stopped. Do you think that they're going to give that pill to Ray Ray? You must be out of your mind. Nor should they. I hope they give it to Kenny Kev, which is me. But are you Ray? No way. No way. So the point is, if they figure out how to do something that can benefit mankind, it's going to be a long line of people. And I'm going to tell you something, white folks, y'all are going to be at the front of the line. I already know. You're the sign. The discovery is going to be made, and then it's going to be, hey, check it out. And that's why I hang around y'all, because I want to be in the know. I want my grandkids to be able to get the hookup. I don't want them taking steroids. I want it in their DNA. Can you imagine a bunch of Bo Jacksons coming out of your house playing football? Guys that can, you know, carry a buffalo on their shoulders? Buffalo shoulders. Oh, it's buffalo soldiers. Sorry. Is the pandemic real? Both the World Health Organization and CDC have admitted that the very basis for the alleged COVID pandemic, the PCR test, is unreliable, can't tell the difference between the flu, COVID, or between infected and non-infected. The CDC then announced it is withdrawing its request for emergency use authorization of the PCR as of the end of December of this year. Why are they waiting 4 months to stop using a test that exaggerates the number of cases? They say the test runs as that they produce a 97% false positive rate, but they want to keep the fear of massive injection hyped until everybody gets vaccinated. At least that's one of the theories, because they profit. As big pharma goes, they go. You want to know why you're going to need a booster? Why they want you to get the shot? Because you're going to need the booster every year. Imagine 100, 150 million people forced to get a shot that costs what? Every single year. And you better get it, or dire things could happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.